Hello, More Than Small Talk podcast friends. This is Susie. I'm so excited to introduce a brand new feature of More Than Small Talk called A Little More. Each week, we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, we're sharing an excerpt of a conversation we mentioned in the episode, Respond Rather Than React. Dr. James and Nicola Hawkins are part of the KLRC podcast family, and they shared how to have healing conversations around the topic of racial injustice. You can hear the entire conversation at the More Than Small Talk Facebook page. Thanks for listening. Share this with a friend today so they can be encouraged too.
I think continuing to have healing conversations is healing for me. In a way, I think prayer, I don't want to miss the kingdom of heaven in any of this. I want my brothers and sisters of all ethno language. I want them all in here, all just having a dialogue, having a conversation. It's just kind of, we're heaven bound, you know? And my huge thing is like John 17, Jesus is saying, I want them to have one of heart and mind. And it's like, how do we do that? We can begin to examine and bring ourselves fully to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what I don't know. And search my heart. And if there's something in here, some bias, implicit bias, or whatever it is, then Lord, I want to be more like you. I want to love like you do. Just maturing in love and maturing in that ways, how we connect. And the Spirit of God is so faithful. So faithful. And I think when we bring ourselves to the Spirit of God and to the Word of God, that He is able, He's willing, He delights in giving us heavenly wisdom. And so we don't have to stay stuck in what we don't know. We don't have to stay stuck in the places of fear. We don't have to stay stuck with our voices. I think that's one of the areas where I'm like, I'll have conversations with you at home, but I don't want to go to the Judea and Samaria. Like, I'm not putting anything on Facebook about, you know, but then I realized that, you know, Lord, this past week, couple of weeks, it's just like, I have to go beyond my personal marker, you know? And so we talk about that place of pain. It's learning to sit in the place of pain. Your body is going to feel it. It's going to feel uncomfortable. Just like you said, going through that physical therapy or, you know, you're going to feel all the pain. Can you be okay? Can you trust that God can meet you in that place of pain, in a place of hurt, in a place of, I don't really know. I'm concerned though. I care. Can we trust that God can meet us in those spaces? Because I'm here to tell you, He can. He's met me there. This week, a young lady, I saw her make a post on Facebook and I was like, I know where she lives. I said, I connected with her in a place that we usually connect. And then I said, feel free to reach out to me. You know, she went in my DM. I was like, oh, okay. Yes. All right. And so I read through it and she's talking about the things of God and the things of heaven and that our race and our ethnicity and all of that matters. How can I pray for you? She asked even, you know, and so in that space, I got to have a conversation and a dialogue with her that was very healing for both me and for her. And then the point, like, I got you. Anytime you need a place to talk, anytime you need prayer, I got you, you know, and that to connect with my sister on a deeper level like that, it's just like heaven. Heaven on earth, your will being done here on earth as it is in heaven. You know, so I'm so thankful for the Spirit of God to even use specific words when we're typing. Nothing is lost in God's economy. You know, God is going to use all of what's going on in some way or the other. And if it's causing us pain and hurt and confusion, He can meet us there.